The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. Welcome, Freedom Fighters. This is Monday on your Motivation Monday, first Monday in June. Summertime is creeping up on us, isn't it? Welcome into the show. On these Motivation Monday episodes, I want to give you some food for thought, things to think about, because I believe, yes, real estate investing, we talk strategy and tactics on Wednesday and Thursday here on the show, and you can check out our YouTube channel at Morris Invest on YouTube, where we've got hundreds of great videos and interviews, which are totally separate from the audio version of this show. But on these Mondays, I really like you to frame, you know, get the mindset correct, because so much of real estate investing, so much of building financial independence is around mindset. Now, I was a guest on another show, a part of a big real estate investor summit, and the host asked me this question, and I just went off. Man, I just love this question. I've heard this question before, but I've never had it asked of me. Actually, when I was on John Lee Dumas's show a few years ago, I think he asked me this question on the Entrepreneurs on Fire episode years ago. EOFire.com. Anyway, so this question was, what if you lost everything? How would you restart? How would you rebuild? What if you lost everything and had to start over? And the reason I love that question is because that's something I've been currently doing in my life, is getting rid of everything, selling everything. You've got to watch my video. I did a whole behind the scenes video. If you go to Morris Invest YouTube channel, check out the video I did on, like, you know, just selling everything. We'll have a link to it in the show notes here. You can watch. But, you know, and I show you how much money I made, like just selling stuff out of my closet on eBay or, you know, on the local Facebook marketplace swap. I mean, and so I love this question because that's what I'm doing right now. I've just been getting rid and selling everything. All the crap that's been weighing me down in my life. My wife has been doing the same thing. And you start going through closets. You're like, I don't need this. Am I defined by this thing? So today I want you to start to free yourself from things. And the way that I answered that question, I said, look, I would love it. I would love it if everything had to be taken away, right? We think we're so fearful of that, right? I grew up with a lot of fears around money. Money can't grow on trees. You know, we're not the Rockefellers. We can't afford that, this and that. But imagine just having everything taken away and you had to rebuild, and how freeing that might be. I know it might sound a little scary, but just think about it for a few seconds, right? Imagine you have no clutter. You have nothing. You may have to go home and live with your parents on your parents' couch again. And guess what? You just have nothing. You have nothing to worry about. You have no internet bills to pay. You have no piles of books that you have to keep moving around. You have no gadgets that you have in a closet that you haven't used in years. And you're going to, oh, I'm moving. Oh, let's put that in a box and move it with me. I'm never going to touch it again, but I'll just keep moving it. All those old comic books that you had from childhood, I'm going to keep moving those too. My, you know, all of that stuff, all those things. We become so attached to this stuff that it starts to define us. Recently, I was listening to the Oprah podcast. She has the Super Soul Sunday podcast. And I think about 5-6 months ago, she had a guest on, really famous guest. I think it's Pico Iyer. Forgive me for the exact person. He talks about how he had this beautiful home in Malibu. And at this time, like shortly before that, he really started to like go deep into meditation and understand like, wow, I'm just such a victim. I'm just so attached to all these things. Well, guess what? The universe provided for him. House fire, lost everything. His whole beautiful Malibu home went up in flames. And he remembers standing there looking at it and on fire. And he said, thank goodness. Thank goodness. And now he and his wife like live in a small apartment in like Tokyo or something. And he's a little small apartment. He has like nothing. And he's as happy as can be because we become weighed down by all of this crap. So the idea of what would I do if I had to start all over again, I would immediately start to look and take stock of the things that are important to me. What's important to me? My family, right? But is that book over there? Is that gadget over there worthwhile? Do I need to save that? Is that important to me? How many expenses would I have if I don't have to worry about any of this stuff? God, you could start with such a clean slate and build from there. Again, I'm reminded of that National Geographic photo that I saw recently where there's a skeleton laying in the tomb and he was clutching these golden rods and just pieces of gold and gems in his hands laying in this tomb. Of course, the body had dissolved, right? But the gold was still there. So we don't get to take any of this stuff with us. What can you do today on this Monday? Look around, go grab a big trash bag, find stuff that you can throw out, go find a big box in your house and call up your local veterans group. We have a great veterans donation company here that we call them and they show up and we have boxes of books and, you know, anything like clothing that you want to donate. There are people that can use this stuff. Get it out of your life. Put stuff on eBay. Make a few thousand dollars today. You can absolutely do that if you look around your house and get rid of crap. Make a few thousand dollars today. I guarantee you could do it. Use the local Facebook marketplace. I mean, every day someone's showing up at our house and they're like, I'm here to pick up the kitchen mixer. Like, yep, here it is. All right, here's your 10 bucks. Great. We've got a pile of cash now because of selling so much stuff in our house. Just do it. Just free yourself from these things. You're going to feel so much better. And then don't start buying stuff again. Start to think about how you can live more minimally. You know, a lot of people think that they want to get another rental property, that that's the answer. Oh, I'm going to get another rental property so I can bring in another 800 bucks a month in cash flow. That's great, right? I would encourage you to do that. That's what we teach you here on the show. But what if you could eliminate $700, $800 from your budget every month? By cutting out subscription services and things you just don't need. How much money you could save? That's like adding another rental property to your portfolio. Just by cutting and selling. So on this Monday, what are you going to do today? Let me know on Instagram. Hit me up on Instagram. I'm Clayton Morris over there. Just send me a message. I want to hear what you're selling, what you're getting rid of. Cut stuff out of your life. I want to hear about it on this Monday. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will be back on Wednesday. We're going to talk about how to invest with partners. So many of you have been asking this question, you know, how do I structure things? So we're going to do a deep dive on how to invest with a partner. And then we'll be back on Thursday with Sean Morrissey on how to scale as a landlord. So check us out. We publish every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday with our expert interviews. Go out there, sell some stuff today. Cut some things from your life. I can't wait to hear it. Hit me up on Instagram, and we'll be back here on Wednesday. Much love, everyone. See you next time.